Where did all the time go? I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today we have a story, an original story for you created for comprehensible input, for language learning. This is part of the Ben Harper series, and there is a playlist that you can find on this channel. Ben Harper is our protagonist, but that's his name in the 21st century. In the 19th century, he was known as Gil. So for this segment, we're going to call this fellow Gil. We catch up with Gil many years after the last time we saw him in this series. Lots of things have happened, but many things are very much the same. He is a store owner in Salem, Massachusetts, and he is very successful. Unfortunately, his wife passed away years ago. This was a crushing blow to Gil. She was the love of his life. She was young and healthy, and it never occurred to him that he would lose her. She took ill, and he summoned a doctor. The doctor tried to help, but her illness was fulminant, and on the third day, she died. This drove Gil into a profound depression. After the services, he was unable to work, unable to function, and he mostly stayed in the house. Often, he just stayed in bed all day. He lost weight, and he looked sickly. This went on for several years. Gradually, things got a little better, and he started venturing into the store. Much to his surprise, his business, the store in Salem, was doing quite well. He had an excellent assistant and a strong business. So even though he was not there making decisions, the business continued moving along. During his depression, he secretly dreaded that perhaps in addition to losing his wife, his business might fail because he didn't go and run it. His discovery that his store was doing quite well was a considerable boost. It helped him a lot. Gil was surprised that during this mourning period of years, that the amulet seemed to be asleep. He didn't get pulled into the dream portal at all. He was unable to move objects, and he had no premonitions. He considered to himself that the amulet was just asleep, or perhaps it had abandoned him. This caused him quite a bit of irritation because he was hoping that he could get pulled into the dream portal and find himself able to visit his deceased wife. If the dream portal would take him back in time, he might be able to spend more time with her. But it never happened. It didn't work that way. Over time, he went to the store more and more. He found that his assistant, Timothy, was very capable. Timothy was about 8 years younger than Gil, but he had developed well during this time of Gil's depression. He found that Timothy would occupy his office for the purpose of conducting the business of the store, but he didn't make any changes in the office at all. When Gil got to his office, everything was exactly as he left it. But his store was prosperous. This realization allowed him to come up with a really great idea. If Timothy is so good at running this store, one, we should let him do it. Two, he should benefit from it. And three, if Timothy can run the store, that allows Gil to have more freedom, freedom to travel, for instance. One day he called Timothy into his office and they talked for a while. He proposed to Timothy that he be made a partner. He offered a 40% share in the business with the understanding that Timothy would run the store as if it was his own. Gil would retain 60% share and could contribute to the running of the office in cooperation with Timothy. He assured Timothy that he would not try to override his plans or orders. His plan was to give Timothy a relatively free hand in running the business. They agreed that this was acceptable to both parties, so Gil spoke with his attorney and had the necessary paperwork drawn up. A partnership was created. He also told Timothy that going forward, he could change the manager's office. He need not keep it the way it was when Gil was managing the business. After this, Gil stopped coming to the office. He stopped going to the store because he knew the business was in good hands and he just needed to trust Timothy to run it properly. About a month later, he bought a ticket to sail to England. He didn't know exactly why he did this. It occurred to him. It seemed like a good idea, and so he acted on it. He packed what he thought he would need, made the financial arrangements for an extended stay in England, and he departed. He sailed for Plymouth, England. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.